Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Katie on Instagram, who wrote us at What Fresh Hellcast to say, "Thank you both for your awesome podcast. It gets me through the week. Here's my question. I have two boys, the older almost 2.5, the younger a 1-year-old. They're 18 months apart. My 2.5-year-old son is just nonstop, 'No, this is mine,' and takes everything away from his little brother all day long. I'm constantly having to keep the younger one away from the older one, otherwise he will try to kick or hit him. It's frustrating and exhausting, and I know it's a normal stage, but I also feel like there must be something I can do to help." Katie, I can tell you're a dedicated listener because you led with the knowledge that, yes, this is probably developmentally appropriate, and it is on both counts. Saying "this is mine" is something that a 2-year-old is going to start to say, and it's actually a good thing that they're saying that. They're individuating their identity. He's speaking up for himself. He can't speak in sentences or paragraphs probably enough to say, "You know what, it really isn't a good time for me. I really looked forward to spending time with this dump truck right now, and Wednesdays are the time when I really..." He can't do any of that, so he just says, "No, this is mine," and he yells because he's frustrated. Then there's the sharing part. Sharing is just not something that a 2-year-old is ready to do. Sharing starts to happen when they're like 3 or 4. That's when the brain develops enough to have theory of mind that you can even start to understand Bobby wants to hold the truck and you want to hold the truck, and those are competing interests. It's 3 or 4 before you really get that that's something you need to take into consideration. And when you're 1, it's just me want truck. It isn't that your younger kid is disregarding what other people think or feel. He doesn't even know that other people think or feel things that are different from him. So yes, this is developmentally appropriate, and it's also temporary. I've been there. I had boys that were 18 months apart, so I've definitely been there, and it is intense. And sometimes when you're in it, it can feel like you have to fix it. You have to correct this course of action, or else you're going to have a 10-year-old that's saying, "This is mine," every 30 seconds, and you're not. This will pass. This is a stage that will pass whether or not you teach the kid that you have to share, you have to share. It's going to happen either way. The bad news for you is that it's happening right now, and there might be hitting and there might be kicking. So let's separate those out. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to not want to share. It's okay to be annoyed that your little brother, who doesn't get that he can't just take something out of your hand, comes into the room and does it. All of that is appropriate to be frustrated about. It's not appropriate to kick or hit. And your 2-year-old, who is really not a lot older and not a lot further along developmentally, needs to understand that. And you need to be his voice in those times. You need to step in and say, I see you're frustrated. I understand. We don't kick. In this house, we don't kick. We don't hit." But also, you want to narrate his frustration. So I'm going to link to an article in the show notes. Sarah McLaughlin, she's a social worker and parent educator, wrote an article for 0to3.org about how to help young kids with sharing. And I've actually referred to this article before on this podcast because I think it's really good. She says that you should sportscast what's happening. She calls it that. This is also a technique that Dr. Jonathan Karp talks about in The Happiest Toddler on the Block. So I recommend that book too. But Sarah McLachlan calls it sports casting. And what she means is you enter the room, you see this interaction and process, things are getting elevated and hitting and kicking might be near. And you say, oh my goodness, you have the yellow truck and he's trying to take it. And you're saying, no, you can't have the yellow truck. I want to hold the yellow truck right now. You would be surprised how quickly your kids will stop crying and look up at you as you translate what they are feeling and wish they could say back to them. It really does often stop kids in their tracks, and they'll stop and listen to you. And you don't have to use complicated language to explain the psychological underpinnings. It's really better if you don't. If you just say, oh, you're feeling so mad. Use words that a 3 or 4 year old would use, not a, 35 or 40 year old, to explain what's happening, to put it into words, help them see that it's okay to feel that way, but it's not okay to hit and kick. Draw that line there. The other thing that's okay to do in this time is to separate. You don't have to force sharing right now. Like we said, you have kids who are developmentally incapable of sharing. That doesn't mean they'll never get there. It means right now they both want the yellow truck. That's all that matters to them. And so it really is okay in this time to have your one-year-old in the kitchen with the dinosaurs and your two-year-old in the living room with the trucks. It doesn't mean they'll never play together. It doesn't mean they'll never learn to share. It just means that this is the season you're in right now and you are a good parent. Another thing you can try, experts disagree about this, by the way, is using an hourglass or a time timer, which you can get on Amazon, which is a visual representation of now it's your turn with the squishy guys. And then when the time runs out, then it's going to be your brother's turn with the squishy guys. Some experts say, don't get into that. That's not how sharing works. That's not what sharing is. And don't put that much expectation around it. Just say you have a long turn and then he has a long turn. You can try that. Maybe the timers will work for your kid and it'll really take the fighting down. If it does, do it. If it doesn't, other people say it doesn't really work anyway. But the most important thing, I think, is for you to maintain the perspective that this is a moment that you have two kids who don't know how to share yet, having to share, and of course they're going to be upset. And the more you can prevent that situation from occurring in the first place by letting them play separately, the easier things will be for now. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.